5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. Hey, everybody, welcome back. Second half hour of hour number one. One of our longtime friends, this guy is, oh, I don't know, 119 years old. I always tease him every time I see him. He's like the Energizer Bunny. He just keeps on ticking. Former State Representative Bill Ballinger has been a political pundit for the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 decades. He was in Lansing back in the 1960s. He's now the editor of the Ballinger Report. And he said, it looks like to him that this lame duck session is going to be more action-starved than action-packed. He says, I'm mixing fur and feathers metaphorically, but this is looking like the lamest lame duck in years. Even though it's got the most bills that we've seen in a long time, unless somebody pulls a rabbit out of their hat, this is going to be a big failure. It's not just the majority Democrats' absenteeism. It's that there is obviously some turbulence inside their caucus. And they obviously do not have their act together as they did in 2023, last year, when they showed remarkable cohesion while pushing through so much important legislation with nary a vote to spare. Every single Democrat voted for every single bill they rammed through in last year's lame duck. Of course, what they did last year contributed to their losing their majority in November 5th's election. So maybe that's why there is so much confusion, even hatred, confusion, angst going on in their caucus. Uncertainty? Absolutely. You see, one of the swing seats, the very, very close race that they had down in Kalamazoo. This is Missy from My Pure Health Solutions. This is her home ground. This is her place she grew up, went to high school. This is exactly where she lives. They are basically split 50.1 to 49.9, just barely squeaking by, leaning still Republican. Well, the Democrat that represents Battle Creek, he had to vote for the far left Detroit Speaker of the House, Joe Tate's agenda items that was pushed by the far left. So when he said that he's pissed, he's mad. He blames his losing his seat on having to vote like he lived in Ann Arbor while representing a swing seat, that one being in Kalamazoo. He lost to Steve Frisbee on the initial night of the election by 58 votes. The recount, the canvassing, the lead went up by 3. He ended up losing by 61. Enough Democrats either left his race open, they didn't care whether he got reelected or not, or maybe the Democrats even crossed over and voted for the Republican. That's how mad they were for some of the bills that he passed. Helped pass, because had he not voted for him, they would only have had 55 votes. The bills wouldn't have passed in the House. That's how close these elections were. This agenda, this is absolutely now playing out in this lame duck. You guys didn't protect me, so screw you. You forced me to vote for this crap. It cost me my seat. Frankly, my dear, I don't care. He's mad. The other female state representative has health issues. This is going to be very interesting. Next question they discussed. Should the House Democrats have passed more of the legislation they wanted prior to the election instead of waiting to try to cram a record number of bills through in a lame duck? Forsmark said only if they wanted to lose a couple more seats. They essentially sacrificed their House majority to their long pent-up list of priorities, some of which were decades old. While proclaiming passing things at long last, didn't stop to think about how out of step they were. If they had passed the limitations on apprentices in plumbing and electrical, for instance, before the election, it may have cost them a couple more seats in Macomb County. But hey, the left-wing interest groups got what they wanted, and nothing could be done about it for at least the next 2 years. And if they keep the governorship, all that stuff will be entrenched and harder to change. Another consultant, Hovey, said there's various ways to analyze what might have been compared to how things actually played out. I think all of us who work around the Capitol would have loved to see the legislature do everything in their power to address the remaining big issues of this year so that we could sit back and enjoy the holidays. However, that's a tough ask when lawmakers are busy campaigning for re-election, and the fact that it was a presidential election with such big turnout didn't give them any time to focus on passing their agenda items. They didn't even have time to talk to reporters about what was coming up for the remaining weeks of the year. So here we are. And again, the old pro, Ballinger, said had they passed more of their legislative agenda, they would definitely have lost more seats. It's a tried and true strategy for a political party, especially with such a narrow majority, to pass as much important controversial legislation in the first year of a two-year session. But then if you take your foot off the pedal in the second year before the election, which is what the Democrats did, any chance they had early this year to keep pumping out bills was short-circuited when they temporarily lost their majority due to resignations. Remember the two state rep Democrats that won the race for their city mayorships? They became mayors. They resigned. We were in gridlock. Well, that put a pause on everything, because the 110 state reps, 56 Democrats to 54 Republicans, with those two Democrats resigning because they became mayors, we had 54-54. We talked about it early in the year. We were in total gridlock. Nothing happened. I compare it to an electric vehicle analogy. Democrats running on an electric vehicle, fully charged, had full steam ahead, ready to go, and then the winter weather set in last January, February. Special elections were held. The two Democrat state reps became mayors of their cities, Warren and Westland, and the battery died. The electric vehicle that was driving the legislature in Lansing, the battery on the electric vehicle died. And it took them 3 months to get through the special election to replace those state reps and give them back their majority. And guess what? The battery was charged, but it was too late. After the special election in May, they only really had June before they had to go on summer break for 4th of July and campaigning for the August 6th primary. So that by the time they got the train moving again, the electric vehicle running again, they had to break for summer. So there was none of these massive, decades-long legislative bucket list was able to get done in the regular session. Today, they return back to Lansing, and you've got one state rep mad as hell that he lost his seat. He's ticked off. You got another one that's sick, having health issues, having something's going on in her life. Well, guess what? Honestly, I think this was a God thing. I think this was meant to be. Very, very, very interesting. After summer, after fall, after going back into session after Labor Day, it was too late. Especially after the November 5th election, now the Democrats' caucus is completely falling apart. Thank God. We'll wrap this up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Doesn't matter what you do, girl, I'll go with you. No matter what you do.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment on this story. What did Joe Biden pardoning Hunter Biden do for Donald Trump and the Republicans? This is a gift. This is something that this will absolutely justify what Donald Trump and J.D. Vance is getting ready to do to the Department of Justice. This will absolutely, absolutely be a gift to Donald Trump. And I think it's something, I wouldn't put it past him, that when Donald Trump went to the White House to meet with Joe Biden, what was it, last week, the week before Thanksgiving? If Donald Trump didn't set Joe Biden up a little bit. Both of them are fathers. Both of them are grandfathers. I wouldn't put it past Donald Trump to have convinced Joe Biden to pardon Hunter Biden. Right after that meeting, it was announced that Joe Biden and Jill Biden will attend Donald Trump's inauguration. The news media reported and showed pictures of them smiling and shaking hands in the Oval Office, kind of yucking it up a little bit. I think Donald Trump played Joe Biden, and Biden fell for it. If I was Donald Trump, I would have said to Joe, you got to take care of your son. I can't pardon your son. You have to do it before you leave office. But you cannot let your son go to prison. He wouldn't make it in prison. And so as a result, this is a gift to Donald Trump and his administration to now turn it around and say, see, there's a two-tiered legal system in America. If you're a Democrat, you're above the law. You can commit felonies, tax problems, gun problems, drug problems that you were actually found guilty of breaking our laws and not pay the consequences. But if you're a Republican, conservative, patriot, you have to pay the price for your mistakes. The only reason Donald Trump was able to defeat his cases is because they were literally a witch hunt. He broke no laws. But they did everything they could to prevent him from winning this election. It didn't work. He beat him in court. His attorneys were smarter than the prosecutors. But this was a gift. This is absolutely a gift. I think Bill Ballinger said it the best, is that when you look at how the Republicans will play this, how this will play out here over the next couple of weeks, it's going to absolutely favor Donald Trump and the Republicans. One of the Democrat pundits talking about the federal tax, gun, drug convictions, the average voter's memory is microscopic, very short. By the time the midterm elections come in 2026, it'll all be forgotten. Biden's legacy may be tarnished somewhat, but the Dems will be free to maintain their principles and criticize him for going back on his word. Ballinger said, amazingly for the Republicans, Joe Biden is the gift that keeps on giving. Let us count the ways. No, I don't need to do that. But the pardon of Hunter Biden is an unexpected present to Donald Trump. I don't think it's unexpected at all. I think Donald Trump planted the seed. It's going to be harder for the Democrats and the legacy media. That's what they're calling them now, legacy, instead of mainstream media. It's going to be difficult for them to beat up the incoming president over his legal problems and fight Trump's claims that the Justice Department is corrupt and targets innocent people, when, in fact, they do prosecute and find guilty Democrats who are actually guilty, and then Joe Biden pardons his son. From a PR standpoint, this is going to hurt the Democrats. This is going to hurt Biden, and it definitely is going to hurt them in the midterms. Because, no, sorry, Adrian, we will not forget. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments,